Industrial real estate softens, while quantum and fusion research investments signal strength. San Diego County's industrial real estate market posted mixed second quarter results. Vacancy reached 7.4% in Q2 2026, up from 7.2% in the first quarter. Average asking rents came in at $1.47 per square foot on a triple net basis, up 1.4% quarter over quarter, but down 0.7% year over year. Direct net absorption for the quarter was negative 111,000 square feet, meaning more space was vacated than leased. Year-to-date absorption, however, tells a substantially different story, positive 570,700 square feet, compared with negative 657,200 square feet at the same point in 2025, a swing of more than 1.2 million square feet in a single year. Investment activity also remained active, with 47 transactions totaling 1.3 million square feet and $253.4 million closing in the quarter. County unemployment stood at 3.9% in May 2026, down from 4.1% in April, and well below California's statewide rate of 5.3%, a labor market dynamic that supports industrial demand as tenants weigh workforce availability and location decisions. The research investment news is more straightforwardly positive. UC San Diego received an $18 million National Science Foundation grant, NSF Award Number 2614051, to establish a new quantum materials research center. The award is part of a broader $108 million NSF initiative funding six centers nationwide. The UCSD Center is jointly led by the Jacobs School of Engineering and the School of Physical Sciences, with Professor Michael Saylor as lead investigator, and runs over 6 years. Quantum materials research is foundational work in the physics of materials, with potential applications ranging from computing to energy storage. Separately, General Atomics is receiving a $20 million California Competes tax credit to support a San Diego fusion development expansion. General Atomics operates the DIID National Fusion Facility, described as the only fusion research device in the western United States running as a Department of Energy national user facility. The state tax credit signals California's active effort to keep that capacity anchored in San Diego against competition from other states pursuing fusion talent and investment. Taken together, the UCSD Quantum Center and the General Atomics fusion expansion represent simultaneous commitments from both academic and industrial research sectors, a concentration of physics and material science investment that the region's backers argue is mutually reinforcing. On the housing side, one market context data point: San Diego County's median time on market was 18 days in June 2026, compared to 21 days a year earlier. Homes are moving slightly faster year over year, even as median prices have softened since June's peak, a tension between price direction and transaction velocity that complicates the read for buyers weighing whether to act or wait.